Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How the hell y'all doing this fine day? Are you ready for this? Cause I don't know if you're ready for the onslaught of gay whoop-ass I'm about to unleash on this week's cinematic catastrophe. That's right, I am talking about the mega blockbuster that is breaking all known records, although I couldn't tell you why, Jurassic World. Jurassic World picks up shortly after the first movie ends, smartly ignoring films 2 and 3. Dinosaurs are real, y'all. And 2 kids get dropped off to hang out with their workaholic aunt for a weekend of Jurassic fun. Shocking. A genetically modified dinosaur created to increase park attendance and give shareholders a boner escapes and runs rampant, killing man and beast alike. Naturally, the 2 dumb kids get lost in parts unknown as workaholic aunt and steamy raptor trainer hunky mans meet Chris Pratt, attempt to save the kids, save the park, and kill Godzilla. This film had 2 redeeming features, steamy man hunk Chris Pratt and the comedic relief of Jake M. Johnson. Otherwise, the movie sucked. I'm sorry, it did. Expect more, people. I remember the magic of Jurassic Park, the epic orchestral soundtrack, the tension of the T-Rex scene, and the struggle of 2 children and a disgruntled archaeologist trying to find their way home. Lacking the originality, gravitas, or climatic tension of the original, Jurassic World instead relies on CGI dinosaurs and 3D antics to keep you hooked. Also, Jurassic World was certainly written by a political science student with a severe case of ADD and parental abandonment issues. I mean, come on. How many subplots can one film have? A film about divorce, overworked, uptight women, roaming man unable to find roots, man versus beast, the militarization of nature, fraternal bonding, commercialization, or desensitization to violence. Go! Come on! All of these things sound good on paper, especially when I use them big words, but none were fully thought out or executed. Why? Because Godzilla is on the loose killing everybody. With that, I get Jurassic World 2.5 X's out of 5. You basically could have had Chris Pratt pose seductively with dinosaurs and probably would have had the same effect.